tweet at Today SOR.
Please give Fiona a big hug from me. I'm sitting in my car. I can't move because the pain Fiona feels is tangible, says a listener. Another one, she's amazing. Tragically, this is not a historic issue. This continues to happen to children today. Thank you for drawing attention to it, says Kira. Now, we often hear the phrase on the news headlines that someone has been airlifted to hospital in the aftermath of an accident. But how does that vital part of the emergency services actually work? Well, Evelyn O'Rourke is going to tell me all about it because you've been checking into it, Evelyn.
I have, Sean. I recently spent a day with the pilots and the crews who are on standby to help bring patients safely to hospital, and I went to Custume Barracks in Athlone, which is the home for the main operation involved in the Helicopter Emergency Medical Service, or HEMS as those of us in the know call it now. And it's fascinating, Sean, because it involves a partnership between the Air Corps and the HSC, the National Ambulance Service Section, which handles the 999 calls there from their base in Tallaght in Dublin. And the way it works is that the pilots and the support air crew are in charge of the helicopters, and then the National Ambulance Service, they provide the medical care with trained paramedics. So it's a real team effort. And I joined them as they were going on a test mission last week where they took off from Athlone and they stopped off on one area and then they went to the helipad in Galway Hospital on the route. And the day starts with the team gathering. They give a briefing, weather, all that kind of thing. So here you'll get a taster of that morning briefing with under the careful eye of Captain Jason McDermott. And then we'll hear from advanced paramedic Pat Moran and also Dave, who is a paramedic. He's an advanced paramedic, but he's in training for, specifically for the helicopter service, and they give me a tour of the 139.
So the structure of our morning brief is that we initially just check that all the crew are fully rested and they're not fatigued or they're not suffering from any illness or anything. So we go around the room. So in terms of our rotation, I'm on the first day of four. Eugene, you're on the second day of two. Pat, you're on your first of four.
One of four.
And Dave?
Two of three.
Two of three, okay. So the weather, Eugene. Talk to us.
Good morning. We can see the North Atlantic chart valid for midnight last night. We have that warm sector and cold front. Ice bars are tightening slightly. So
we're walking across the parade square to see the current Augusta Westland 139 that's fitted out for emergency air medical service.
For you in training, what has been the significant difference of working in this environment as opposed to a ground vehicle?
There's a few key differences. So the things that are the same, the patients are the same. The injuries and illnesses are the same. The differences are working as part of a team. The perception before I started the training was that as an advanced paramedic, you're simply delivered to the scene, you look after the patient, and then you and your patient are delivered to the hospital. What turned out to be was that you're truly welcomed into the aviation environment as another crew member. So it's small little things like a stethoscope that you can hear someone's breath sounds and heart sounds on the ground. Once we take off, we lose that ability in the air until you land again.
So, Pat, what am I looking at here then?
It's an Augusta 139 helicopter. In the HEMS industry, it's a sizable aircraft. There's quite a bit of space here. We're quite lucky that we have this available to us.
Good.
I would usually sit here in this seat that I'm at the moment,
so
behind
back
it,
to back, to
back to back. As I said, we have a number of seats here with the stretcher orientation between those seats again.
So the patient is right in the middle, basically.
In the middle of the cabin. And that allows us to work around the patient. So depending on the injuries involved, we have access to the whole patient, whereas in some of the smaller helicopters, it's quite confined. If it's time critical, we can actually load them on board and do some interventions in flight, which would not be possible in this
radio check from Air Corps 112 Alpha Papa handheld tetra, over.
Roger, Alpha Papa handheld, getting you loud and clear there, over.
So, Evelyn, if somebody dials 999 needing aerial support, what happens?
Well, when you ring 999, you don't necessarily know where your call's going to go, but it actually gets answered by a member of that emergency operations centre in Tallaght, and they start triaging the call, working out the best support to deal with your incident. And if you think that the location or the circumstances require the helicopter, they then pass the call over to the emergency aeromedical service, so people like Tilly Rafter there or Lisa Breen, who I spoke to, they then task the helicopter to respond. And when I spoke to the Air Corps to find out more about this work, Lieutenant Colonel Phil Bonner, who's the officer commanding the helicopter wing of the Irish Air Corps, he explained, Sean, that this service has been going since June 2012 as a partnership between the Air Corps and the HSE, and he believes that this service is a valuable, cost-effective resource, and he points out, you know, we can get a patient successfully to treatment quicker, which means better outcomes for patients. I mean, they were talking about times of maybe 50 minutes from Aran Islands to Dublin, you know, so you can
sure
see the value of it there. And on a side note, Sean, I thought this was worth pointing out. Currently, there's no functioning dedicated helipad in a Dublin hospital. The National Children's Hospital will have one, the Mater will have one, but the others are in a different situation. So they have to land in places like the Phoenix Park, for example, and they've had more than, I think, 4,000 call-outs since 2012. But here, Lieutenant Colonel Phil Bonner tells us more about the HEMS operation.
So where you are today is in Custrian Barracks in Athlone. You're with the Emergency Air Medical Service, which is a joint service between the Irish Air Corps, the Defence Forces, and the Department of Health through the National Ambulance Service. It started in 2012 with a remit to check to see is emergency air medicine feasible in Ireland. The Irish Air Corps had been operating what we would call air ambulances with the Alouette, the Dauphin and other helicopters and the 135 since 1963. So we have a long history of air medicine. But in 2012, they were asked to specifically look at emergency medicine. And emergency medicine is somewhat different because it involves taking the patient from where he or she has injury to definitive care. So the idea of it being that a ground ambulance will always be dispatched. So if it's high level of acuity, we would be dispatched. And what we use is we use an AW139 out of here in Athlone. We will have an Air Corps crew here with a National Ambulance Service advanced paramedic in the back with one of our EMTs, emergency medical technicians, in the back. And we will land in the back garden of the house or in a football field nearby or somewhere convenient, because often sometimes we would be the first on scene. Even though a ground ambulance is dispatched, there could be numerous issues with ground ambulances. So we want to be close to where the patient is. We'll do our risk assessment here in our planning cycle, but sometimes we'd actually land in the field next door if it's a road traffic collision, because often it can be difficult to get the patient from the point of accident or crisis to us if we're 2 miles down the road or 3 miles down the road. And you're going to see how we create those landing zones safely. We're in Athlone because it's centrally located, that we can respond to a call in Cavan in the morning, and we can respond to a call in Clifton in the afternoon, in Donegal in the evening, or Waterford as well. So we minimise the transit time to any of the patients in the country. So far, I think we've responded to over 4,000 calls since 2012. So the 2012 project was to test the feasibility of helicopter emergency medical service in Ireland, and it's been proven to be feasible.
So that's Lieutenant Colonel Phil Bonner there. So what kind of support and resources then do they have to enable them to provide the service?
Well, as he was saying there, the idea of being based in Athlone, of course, means that, you know, geographically, they're in the best place to reach the whole country. But the Air Corps themselves, they've six of these larger 139 helicopters, and most of those are located in Ballydonnell. One is deployed to Athlone as the duty helicopter. But if additional support is required, they can call in those other helicopters. Then they have two 135 helicopters, smaller ones that can be called in. And there's a new service, Sean, that's been running in Cork just for the last couple of weeks, which is a really great addition to it. And we might go back and visit them in time. And they have aerial responsibility for Cork and the southern Munster region. But the way it works is if that dispatcher in Dublin feels that the HeliMed 92 in Cork, for example, was going to be closer to a team or closer to an incident, then they can deploy them. Or if the 139 was already on a mission, that new service is now available to them there. So there's plenty of support.
And speaking of missions, you went on a test mission?
Yes. Some days on this job, Sean, are more exciting than others, I have to admit. And going up with the team, I have to say, was really interesting just to watch their expertise in action. We went up on a test mission, and it was, the idea was that somebody had an accident in the middle of the country, in the middle of a field. So they were running the whole system as if it was live to, you know, test all their different services. And then we went on to test the helipad landing at the helipad at the Galway University Hospital. So this is me going up with the crew to see the work, and flight captain Jason McDermott is in charge, and then he afterwards will explain the role of this kind of test mission.
Hello. Right, okay. What county? Castle Blakeney, County Galway. Have you an air code or have you a PDLZ? If you want to go with the lat long there as well. Okay, have we rough timings to that location? So approximately 10 minutes from lift to that scene, Colin. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. So it's just in the vicinity of Montpellier Bridge there in County Galway. We've had a look at the site. In the vicinity, we can see the ESB wires that are in place. We've had good access to it, and we've put the crosshairs on it there now. Eugene's just going to create what we call a tango, which is a temporary predetermined landing site.
So once Jason's happy with the weather and he gives a thumbs up to accept the mission, he'll walk to the aircraft, start it up, and then it's up to myself, Pat and Paul to plan the rest of the flight.
So that's what you're doing right now?
Yeah.
Can you land on any surface?
We're looking for access to the area for crews on the ground. We're also looking for the likes of the slope, and we're also looking for any obstacles. So we'll carry out our own recces before we touch on. We'll make sure that the area is suitable. The aircraft is equipped with things called slump pads, an aid to allow us to land into soft terrain.
Mind your step.
How long does the helicopter take to get ready?
So to our average time of call to airborne is between 5 to 8 minutes.
So there's actually quite a bit going on communications-wise at the back of the helicopter. But after a while, you get very good at picking out the bits that are important to you and what you need to communicate between the other members of the crew. You happy enough?
So we have a certain amount of the reconnaissance done now, you know, back in the office, but primarily the main reconnaissance is going to be done now once we get overhead.
That exercise, how does that fit in with the usual kind of training and work that you'd be doing here all the time?
So we saw a full training mission there. The scenario was a 14-year-old girl that had presumably came off a horse of some description, and she was out in the middle of a field in a remote area. So you saw it basically from beginning to end, picking her up in the LZ that we created here in a remote location, the overhead reconnaissance that we would normally do as a standard operating procedure anyway, and then onwards then into Galway Hospital with a helipad.
Evelyn, thank you very much indeed for that report. And that is Captain Jason McDermott there at the finish of it. And our thanks as well, of course, to the crew of the Helicopter Emergency Medical Services. It's just after a minute past 11. We'll go to the newsroom again and to Brian Jennings.